The Rave Cultural Foundation is a nonprofit organization in Bentonville that provides a platform for Indian performing arts in the region. Saturday and Sunday, they'll celebrate the grand opening of the Kalaloka Institute of Fine Arts with a mix of virtual and in-person events. Masks are required for the in-person events. We're joined now by President and Executive Director Shridvia Venkatasubramania and Board Secretary Nandini Varadaraj. Thank you both for joining us. I know you have a lot going on, very busy getting ready for the grand opening this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about what your organization does and how long you've been doing it?
We officially started in 2018, but you know, we've been having like annual classical event for about a decade. A little less than a decade, since 2009, 2010. We used to have this annual classical event where we'll have local teachers and we'll invite artists from outside Arkansas, outside the US, who will come and perform and do a little workshop with the students who are learning these arts here. It just started off as a motivational tool to give a platform for the children who are learning these arts here, because you know, they don't see their friends learning it, and you know, they want to know why they have to continue. Why do I have to do this? You know, let me just go out and play, let me just do something else. That's how we started it. And then, you know, over a period of time, and with the population in Bentonville, Northwest Arkansas growing, there was a lot more people who were coming in who wanted their children to be in touch with our roots. So, you know, they started getting their children into these traditional arts classes, and we felt the need for more than one event in a year. Vidya is the founder and president. She started it in her parents' name, Rajima and Venkatasubramania. So she got that into Rave Cultural Foundation. We registered in 2018, and we conduct like two master series, one in the spring and one in the fall. We try to alternate between a music and dance event. And this is basically artists who are the topmost in their field. Sometimes they are based in US, sometimes from India. They will come, they'll make do a performance, and we also have them do a workshop with students here, so students get to know how far they can take this art, you know, and develop, you know, further continue their learning. You know, it's another step for them. You know, it's not just the parents and teachers who are telling them practice. There is somebody else from outside who's also saying the same thing, so that helps. And then we also have professional series. We try to do at least two a year. We collaborate with artists who are in Northwest Arkansas, who are at professional level, you know, who does do it at a professional level, who has that kind of a talent. We try to do some collaboration with artists from outside Arkansas or from Northwest Arkansas with a different discipline. You know, it could be rock music and a traditional classical music. How do they go together? How do they complement each other? So it could be something like that. And then we have house concert, where it's a very intimate setting. It's open only for members of Rave. They get together, and it will be a performance. It will be a knowledge sharing session. It'll be very interactive. There are question and answer sessions there. So you get to have some theoretical knowledge also of the process, how somebody learns, how somebody prepares for a performance and comes and performs. The other thing that I am really excited about that we conduct is the community showcase, where it is only for members, and then it's anybody and everybody who want to perform a traditional Indian classical arts. So we give them the stage, we set the mic, we set the lighting, the audio, everything. So, you know, they never get that opportunity outside of Rave to perform for that long. But these are students who have been learning this art for like 6, 7 years, 10 years, and they are at a level where they can perform for more than 30 minutes, more than 1 hour. But if they don't ever get a stage to perform, then they will never know if they can do it.
What are both of your backgrounds in the arts? Are you performers yourself? Where did your interest in the arts come from?
I never learned like, you know, a proper learning thing, but I was surrounded by, my sister was, she's a singer. She used to go to classes, practice at home. And the way we grew up, there was always some music or something going on around. You know, it will just be randomly people will be singing. There was no like, oh, you have to go to a class, you have to come home and practice. It happened later. But then people were just doing it for the joy of doing it. And my husband was very interested in learning violin. So we found a teacher here in Bentonville. So he started classes after coming here in his 40s. He did it for a couple of years, and seeing him go to violin class doing it, my son wanted to. My son started it when he was like 6 and a half, and he's been learning it ever since. But I guess Vidya was also a performer. I was never a performer.
No. I was not a performer. When I used to learn, I learned music, vocal from my mom at home. I even learned basics of the veena, which is an instrument. My mom used to play the veena. So I learned little basics of that at home. And I learned dance. That was my passion. That's always been my passion since I was very young. And I used to just watch whether we went out to a concert or whether, you know, in India, we used to have the state-run television called Doordarshan. And they used to keep showing all these different arts things, you know, and I used to watch. I was a very devoted audience. So I used to dance in front of the TV, you know, like whatever I used to see them do, I would also do as a kid. And I remember that myself, you know, like doing that, like that's how crazy I was about dance. And my mom learned music when she was young. My dad was a natural singer and they would sing at home. Like Nandini was saying, you just sang, you know, we would have these days, you know, special days, you'd sing songs on a certain god, or, you know, it would be for a religious purpose, or it would be for a wedding. Like there are wedding songs, there are, you know, all sorts of songs. So, you know, music, singing was just part of life. You know, it was not a specific activity that you did. So we just grew up with that. And I also had exposure to theater when I was in high school. So when we moved here, Nandini and I, we were a group of people, you know, I call ourselves the, you know, 2008 batch, you know, people who moved to Bentonville. and we all, you know, similar age group, kids of a similar age group and everything. And, you know, you don't, when you come from a civilization that is, you know, thousands of years old, you know, you can't just, you can't just deny it, you know, you can't just leave it. It's a part of you. What Nandini and I have always been bothered about is how do we create that atmosphere here? Because that atmosphere has to be created. It's not just individual classes here and there. And, you know, it's not these things. It's a whole experience, and facilitating that environment is a lot of work. You know, it's not easy. In India, like in India, you take it for granted because so many organizations doing it here, you know, we have a pretty decent sized Indian population here. It's very small when you compare it to other cities in America, obviously, but it's a decent size enough for us to have thought about Rave and, you know, to actually do this. This experience is something a child should not be denied just because they live in Bentonville, Arkansas. You know, just because their parents are working for Walmart, you know, for a few years or whatever, and so on and so forth. That was one of the primary motivations behind doing this. And secondly, the idea was, you know, you have to be inspired in order to be educated. And only then you can sustain anything. So our goal with Rave, our motto, like if you want to call it, is to inspire, educate, and sustain. So we don't do something just because, you know, it's a lot of thought goes into it. We try to make it as available, accessible, and easy to use as possible.
So this weekend, you're celebrating the grand opening of the Kalaloka Institute of Fine Arts. What is the purpose of this institute, and how will you be celebrating on Saturday and Sunday?
Kalaloka Institute of Fine Arts is the education arm of Rave Cultural Foundation. We had to spin it out separately because it was such a huge undertaking. We can organize events, that's not a problem. But to sustain a school of sorts, you know, for where people can come and learn of different ages, of different skill levels, of different backgrounds, because these classes are not just for people of Indian origin. We have classes, you know, that anybody can take. So we have all these different offerings. So we right now have two main groups or parts, if you want to say. One is classes that are typically for the younger children. So say, let's say age 5 to 12 is what we say on our website. Older children and adults are welcome to these classes, but these are year-round classes, which you take 3 months at a time, starting in September, going on to July of the following year. So it's a year-round thing, and we, you know, it's typically once a week, 30-minute class. We have classes in Carnatic vocal, Hindustani vocal. Then we have Carnatic violin. We have tabla. We have Kathak, which is a dance. And then we have theater. So we specifically offer theater classes in collaboration with Trike Theater here in Bentonville. Yeah, so we are doing that. But the what is special about the classes that they'll be doing at Rave for Kalaloka will be, they will all be Indian themed stories, which you won't find anywhere else. So our focus is to bring these traditional arts. So if you want to go and learn a traditional art in India, like that is, if you want to learn, for example, say Carnatic music, you know, if you want to learn, like I told you, right? you won't see the light at the end of the tunnel for a few years. And given the modern generation, the current generation, it's not a very viable way of teaching or learning these traditional arts. So we have come up with a different curriculum, you know, where we are talking about a well-rounded student who can not only learn the skill, but you also learn the theory, the history, and, you know, you gain identity out of that experience, which is missing in a lot of other classes. And I think that's very important. That's one of the reasons why a lot of children don't want to learn it. And that is also part of the reason why a lot of children come to a certain point and then give up, because they don't want to proceed in it, because they don't have a relationship with it. You know, it's like it's being taught as, you know, oh, this is what we've been doing for so many thousand, you know, hundreds of years here. This is the only way to learn it, right? So a lot of modern children, like today's children, they don't understand that. There is no interaction. And art ultimately is about interaction. You know, it's not about something in the past. It's something right now. So the Kalaloka Institute of Fine Arts focuses on that. We want to bring that experience to the child today, here and now. And the other side of Kalaloka is what we call Viriya. Viriya, the word Viriya means energy. So it's meant for older learners. So it's meant for teens and adults. So anybody, you know, we have drop-in classes, you know, which you can just drop in once in a while. And there's no continuity. It doesn't matter. You know, you can just, it's a very easy, basic class. It's just for you to get the feel for what Indian music is, what Indian dance is like, you know, yoga. We have yoga classes. And so we have just these three things, you know, and these are just basic classes. Anybody can do them. Like, you don't have to have any commitment. You don't have to have any knowledge, nothing. Just drop in. So we have that. And then we have what we call Viriya Level A classes, which are basically, you know, if you like what you did in the drop-in, or, you know, if you're an adult, you know, from India, you know, you've learned something, you know, some Bharatanatyam or some music, you know, when you were younger, and, you know, you just stop. You know, now is an opportunity. Kids are grown up, or, you know, I have some time in my hands now and I want to, you know, continue my learning. Then Viriya Level A is something for you, you know, because that'll be like the year-round classes, you know, it'll be year-round and you keep learning. And for that, you have to commit, you know, you have to commit 3 months at a time and you have to do it and all that stuff.
We also have the community outreach program under Rave, you know, where that's where the schools come in. Where you know, if the school has an international culture day, they have a field day, and they want to bring in some diversity. They want to show anything to do with Indian arts and culture. You know, people can just approach us. You need performances, you need workshop, lecture demonstrations, whatever it is that, you know, we have the people and the equipment necessary to get that to you.
So a great community resource and lots of good classes. If people want to learn more about your foundation and the events for the grand opening this weekend, what's your website?
It's ra-ve, culturalfoundation.org.
Thank you both so much for speaking with us today. We appreciate it. And best of luck with final preparations for the grand opening this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you can drop in.